Sandro Botticelli. Alessandro Filippi, known as Sandro Botticelli, 1444-1510, began his career during the Italian Renaissance period. Botticelli was born in Florence around 1445, where he would live out the rest of his life. As the youngest of five children, Botticelli's father, a tanner, allowed him to become an apprentice to a goldsmith. During this apprenticeship, the goldsmith he worked with gave him the name Botticelli, meaning little barrel. After a time, Sandro convinced his father that he wanted to study painting and was chosen to be apprentice to the well-known painter Filippo Lippi. Botticelli quickly became recognized as a gifted artist all by himself. By the time he was 15 years old, he was able to open a workshop dedicated to his own work. Botticelli's style evolved into one that was very distinct. His portraits seemed to have a melancholy or sad characteristic to them. Botticelli also included Neoplatonism in his work. This meant that he would bring together in one painting ideas that belong to both Christianity and pagan ideas, which may have included mythology. One theme that Botticelli used over and over again was the idea of a very sad, young girl that was detached from what was going on around her. This theme appeared in many of his portraits throughout his career. Another theme Botticelli liked tackling were the roles male and females played in society. In 1481, Botticelli was invited to Rome to take part in the painting of the Sistine Chapel. Among his greatest works are the Primavera, Pallas and the Centaur, Venus and Mars, and the Birth of Venus, all painted between 1477-90. As Sandro grew older, his style underwent a remarkable change. Many of his works contained a very religious feel to them. Sandro included highly religious symbolism in his paintings. They seemed to be telling a story. After 1490, Botticelli concentrated on paintings with many small figures, so that the entire picture surface seemed more alive. Many works showed this new method, such as the Calumny of April, the Crucifixion, the Last Communion of St. Jerome, and the Nativity, 1501. Sandro Botticelli died at the age of 65. Some say Sandro was poor and unaccomplished at his death. This could be attributed to the rising popularity of new and contemporary artists, such as Michelangelo, Raphael, and Leonardo da Vinci. Even though his work is now thought to be among the most masterful of his time, his work lay forgotten for over 400 years after his death. Looking back at history, he now has the respect he earned through a lifetime of achievement. Sandro Botticelli's contribution to the Italian Renaissance period was one of great distinction. About 75 of his paintings survive, many of them in the Uffizi Gallery, in Florence, and today he is one of the most esteemed painters of the Italian Renaissance.